A professor with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine says as disease profiles have become more complex, the level of interest in the role of the gut microbiome in improving health has increased. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
An overview of pig gut health challenges from birth to market was discussed earlier this month as part of a swine innovation pork session on the microbiome held as part of the 2020 Banff Pork Seminar. Dr. John Harding, a professor with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine, says an increase in the prevalence of enteric disease has heightened interest in the role of the microbiome in health.
Diseases such as PED, which has had major effects on certain regions of the country, are certainly bringing up the forefront of some of these diseases. But in spite of that, we're seeing the emergence of some other diseases as well. So, for instance, swine dysentery has emerged over the last 10 years. We've seen Lawsonia. 20 years ago, we didn't talk much about Lawsonia, but now it's a common disease in our farms. So I think in some ways, diseases are becoming more complex because our farms are becoming more complex and larger. We're superimposing on this removal of antibiotics from farms. Certainly growth promotion antibiotics have been removed now, and everybody's being a lot more judicious about using feed and water medications. So I think overall medication use is going down, and that will certainly have an impact. And then I think the other factor in the industry is probably just this whole economies of scale, that our farms have gotten bigger, pen sizes have gotten bigger, staffing levels have reduced, cost control has become much more of an issue. Diets have become a little bit more complex in times. We've got mycotoxins in various parts of the country. So there's lots of different factors that have come, over the last decade or so that are contributing to higher levels of enteric disease.
Dr. Harding suggests the microbiome is a whole new frontier, and we're just starting to understand what it is, let alone what it does and how important it is. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.